Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Repercussions from the government shutdown are being felt everywhere, from national parks and airports to the more than 800,000 federal employees. Now, the FDA has suspended their routine food safety inspections on things like seafood, fruit, and vegetables. 80% of America's food supply is inspected by the FDA, who most recently caught the massive romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak. And a new study reveals Oral-B dental floss may be exposing you to high levels of toxic chemicals. The chemicals are called PFAS, and several studies have linked them to risk of certain cancers, decreased fertility, thyroid disease, high cholesterol, and immune system issues. A representative for Oral-B said, "Our dental floss undergoes thorough safety testing, and we stand by the safety of all our products." And finally, this surfer in Southern California got a pleasant surprise when he was joined by a pod of dolphins. What an incredible moment, and even more incredible that it was caught on camera. All right, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, another company is being affected by the Takata airbag recall.
Yes, Kristen, Toyota recalling 1.7 million vehicles. It's part of an ongoing recall involving potentially deadly Takata airbags. Metal inflators within the airbags contain chemicals that could explode with excessive force. Several Toyota and Lexus models are affected, including the Toyota 4Runner, Corolla, Matrix, and Sienna. You can check to see if your car is included in the recall on Toyota's website. And stamp prices on the rise. The U.S. Postal Service will ditch its 50-cent forever stamps on January 27th, raising the price of a first-class stamp by 5 cents. The Postal Service lost $3.9 billion in 2018 due to drops in mail volume, as well as health care and pension costs. And Lamborghini has partnered with Los Angeles-based company BodyFriend to create a top-of-the-line massage chair called the LBF 750. It has the aesthetics and paint job of a Lamborghini and comes with LED lighting, surround sound, speakers, and a brain massaging mode.
So will it cost as much as a Lamborghini sports car?
Not quite the price of a real Lambo, but still costly. The chair will cost you a whopping $30,000.
That's a pricey chair. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, my friend, a Manhattan landmark no longer has to throw away its shot.
Oh, I got you. Shot, shot, shot. Like that song from Hamilton.
Yes.
We're going to tell you about the Hamilton tie-in in just a second. It's the Drama Bookshop. It's a theater district staple with a large collection of scripts and sheet music. Last October, the Tony Award-honored bookshop announced that it was in danger of closing because the rent was too damn high. Mm-hmm. It was going from $18,000 to $30,000 a month. So now the mayor's office of media and entertainment says the shop has been saved, bought by none other than the team behind Hamilton, including Lin-Manuel Miranda, who actually finished writing his Tony winning In the Heights in the shop basement. In fact, he staged that play in the basement because he didn't have any money. So the 40th Street shop will still close January 20th, but now it will reopen at a new location in the fall, so it does live on.
All right, so the shop is off the market, but now I hear one of New York's most iconic buildings is looking for buyers.
Aren't you in the market for some real estate? I heard you have a few billion dollars laying around.
Yeah, chump change.
So the owners of the Chrysler Building have hired a commercial real estate firm to market it. Now, the Chrysler Building is iconic. It was built between 1928 and 1930, 77 stories tall. It was the tallest building in the world, at least for a year, before the Empire State Building came along in 1931. It's been featured in Spider-Man, Independence Day, and even has a Lego set. Now, how much is it going to go for? It sold for $800 million back in 2008. Tenants these days have a little bit more options, and repairs for this 90-year-old building can be very costly. So nobody really knows how much the building is going to go for. But it's iconic. It's a landmark. Kristen, you should do it.
You and I can go in on a partnership there. Rosanna, thank you so much. All right, moving right along. Unlocking phones with your face is supposed to be secure and convenient. But in a new study, almost 40% of smartphones were unlocked using nothing more than a photo of the owner. The photo quality was similar to what you could find on social media. That's according to new research by the Dutch Consumers Association. Every Sony and Nokia Android phone was successfully unlocked with photos, as well as models by BlackBerry and budget models made by companies like Samsung, LG, and Motorola. The 2018 iPhone models, including the XS, XS Max, and XR, all stayed locked. So did more expensive Android phones, like Samsung's Galaxy S9. Some models, like LG's G7, passed the test once higher security settings were turned on. The Dutch team thinks that could be because those phones are newer. Other experts say more expensive models have additional hardware for facial recognition instead of just the selfie cam. To keep those other phones safe, researchers recommend using a PIN or lock code. Our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation has the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear a former child star has a surprising mentor.
That's right, Kristen. Lindsay Lohan revealed how Oprah Winfrey helped her after jail. Now, after a sit-down interview with Oprah in 2013, Lindsay felt whole again and wanted to continue to stay that way. Now, the two stayed in contact after the interview and continued to talk on a regular basis. Lindsay admitted to texting her a lot, saying she thinks she might be harassing her. Well, let me tell you something. If I had Oprah's number, I'd be texting her all the time, too. Kim Kardashian went all out for the baby girls and her family. She revealed that she bought all the girls a Louis Vuitton Speedy Mini handbag from Japan for Christmas. Now, Kim bought back 8 bags, leaving fans wondering, who the other 2 bags were for? Kim replied with, I kept one for myself and extras for the future. Hey, Kim, you could always send one of those bags to Kristen or the brat. They love that type of stuff. And finally, Justin and Hailey Bieber are still looking for the perfect California house. The newlyweds were spotted leaving a $13 million mansion in Encino. While that's a big price, the couple is renting a place in the valley for $100,000 a month, so they definitely can afford it. That price tag, I think we're going to be getting a lot of new music from the Biebs. But anyway, that's today's Dish. Until next time.
Wow, that house looks gorgeous. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, make sure you watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. Now let's talk some sports. Monday night, number 2 Clemson and number 1 Alabama met in the college football playoff championship game for the third time in 4 years. 4 quarters later, up 44-16, the Tigers handed the Crimson Tide their worst loss ever under coach Nick Saban. Now, after securing their second CFP national title, Clemson has opened as odds makers' favorite to claim it again in 2020. That according to Odds Shark, which lists Alabama second, followed by Georgia, Ohio State, and Penn State. Prior to Monday's game, Bama and Clemson combined for 28-0 last season, and the teams look just as strong heading into 2019. That as many of the team's most dominant players are set to return, including young QBs Tua Tagovailoa of Alabama and Trevor Lawrence of Clemson. Added to that are both teams' impressive recruiting classes, with Clemson's ranking 7th and Alabama's ranking 1st in the nation. Whether the odds hold or not, fans will need to wait a little bit longer to crown a new champion. Next year's title game at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome won't be until January 13th. According to a new study by Northwestern University, more than 26 million American adults have a food allergy, but almost twice that number think they're allergic to foods. Here to talk about what that means is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. Doctor,
hi.
All right, so help me understand, where do people get confused?
Yeah, so I think the confusion is that there are a large number of people that are actually intolerant of foods, which causes a lot of gastrointestinal symptoms.
Okay.
Nausea, stomach upset, and people think that that's an actual true allergy, which it is not. A true allergy causes different kinds of symptoms and actually can end up being life-threatening.
Okay, so there's a difference there. So does this mean there are also people with real allergies who aren't being diagnosed?
Yes, so it turns out that, first of all, less than 50% of people actually get a diagnosis from a doctor of a food allergy. And there are a fair number of us out there, actually millions of us, who do not realize that we have a food allergy as adults.
Yeah.
So that's actually a concern. What you can do is look at your family history and your personal history. So if you have a history of asthma, if you have a history of eczema, or if you have a family history of allergies, asthma or eczema, you may be at risk for developing a food allergy, true food allergy, in adulthood.
Okay.
And that's something that you really should look into. And as you know, my two top solutions are always,
you need to talk to
don't freak out and talk to your doctor.
Okay. Okay, I remember the don't freak out one. Got it. Always great information. Thank you for coming.
Great to be here.
All right, moving right along now to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines. Brody, everyone is still talking about Bird Box. I thought it was a great movie. I hear you talk to one of the stars.
Hi, Kristen. Yes, we recently spoke to Danielle McDonald about filming with Sandra Bullock, and Danielle told us Sandra's an alien in the best way. As Danielle explained, Sandra is an exceptional co-star and a strong, cool woman. She described how shockingly great Sandra's organizational skills were, revealing Sandra set up a holiday celebration during filming, recognizing every tradition for different religions, and had gifts for all of her co-stars. And Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos just announced he and his wife of 25 years are getting a divorce. Jeff tweeted that he and his wife, Mackenzie, attempted a trial separation before deciding to continue as friends, adding, "We feel incredibly lucky to have found each other and deeply grateful for every one of the years we've been married to each other. If we had known we would separate after 25 years, we would do it all again." There is reportedly up to $160 billion at stake in the divorce.
Well, I'm sure she'll get a nice cut considering she's divorcing the richest person in the world. Wow. Okay, now you guys also talked to One Tree Hill star Jana Kramer, and she said some pretty revealing stuff about motherhood.
Yes, Jana, who is now mom to two children, explained online trolls criticized her for not breastfeeding her first child and that she tried so hard the second time around because she didn't want to get re-shamed that she was bawling her eyes out. It was Jana's husband, Mike, who asked her to stop and reflect on what was best for Jana and their baby, Jace. And Jana and Mike ultimately decided that being fed formula is best for their four-week-old baby, and now everyone is happier.
All right, thanks for the scoop, Brody. We'll see you next week. For more celebrity news, check out usmagazine.com. You know, a lot of dog lovers say one reason they love their dogs is because they can make them happy when they're sad. We already know dogs can see or hear your expression of emotions, but can they smell it? Dr. Biagio Daniello from the University of Naples Federico II says there wasn't much research done on if dogs could smell emotions, especially fear. Daniello and his team decided to test this to see if dogs could detect human emotions by smell alone. First, the humans involved in the test watched videos that would make them scared, happy, or neutral, and had sweat samples collected. Then Daniello's team let the dogs smell the samples and check their heart rates. The team found the dogs sniffing the fear samples showed more signs of stress than the happy and neutral samples. In addition, they had faster heart rates, looked to their owners for more reassurance, and made less contact with humans they didn't know. So this is further proof that a dog really is a man's best friend. Here's a fun fact for you. 78% of all video viewing is now happening on phones, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a three-pack of SmartStand universal device stands at a special 67% discount. These handy little stands work with all models of cell phones and tablets. You can place your devices vertically or horizontally. And the cord minder makes charging really easy. They're perfect for watching videos, and they also protect against drops and spills. You get to choose the colors in your three-pack, so you can pick one blue, one pink, and one green, or you could just get all black. And each order comes with a free antimicrobial cleaning cloth. The three-pack of SmartStand universal device stands retail for as much as $30, but today you can buy them for just $10. That's a 67% discount. And you can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. In October of 2017, the first in a series of assault and harassment allegations were leveled against actor Kevin Spacey. Well, this Monday, Spacey pleaded not guilty as he was arraigned in Nantucket on one charge of indecent assault and battery. With more, we're joined by Law and Crime Network host Jesse Weber. So, Jesse, bring us up to speed on what's being alleged here.
Right. It's a very serious allegation. It carries with it up to 5 years in prison if he's convicted. It's alleged that back in 2016, Kevin Spacey went to a bar in Nantucket and met this boy, this young man who was 18 years old. Now, it's a question of whether or not this young man said to Kevin Spacey if he was really 23 years old. But the point is, it's alleged that Kevin Spacey got him drunk and then proceeded to grope him for a period of 3 minutes. When the boy's mother found out, she went forward with criminal allegations. And this is the first time that we've seen a Kevin Spacey allegation now mounting into illegal repercussions into a criminal sphere.
Wow, so what's Spacey's defense saying?
Right, so his defense has just filed a motion to preserve evidence, specifically all of the communications between the alleged victim and his then girlfriend. They want to look at all of those text messages and Snapchat messages, which they are claiming is exculpatory, that it will prove that their client is not guilty, that there was no assault. Now, if you read the filing, it suggests that the alleged victim consented to flirting with Spacey, that he lied about his age and going to college, that he consented to being allegedly touched by Kevin Spacey, and that he even wanted to have drinks with him. They're casting the doubt on the credibility of the alleged victim, but one of the main things that they're doing is saying that this teen didn't first report the incident. Now, we all know that's a dangerous thing to do in any sexual assault case because it's hard to judge one victim with another, and you never want to put blame on the victim, especially in this kind of case.
There's a lot there. I guess we'll see what happens in the coming days. Jesse, thank you so much. For more on this case and others 24/7, you know where to go. Head to lawandcrime.com. Ever heard of a bee brick? Probably not, but it's a new eco-friendly addition for homes that you'll be hearing more about. The bee population has seen a dangerous decline in recent years, and since they're vital to our environment and our ability to harvest food, something has to be done. Adam Cormick thinks a bee brick might be the solution, or at least super helpful, in replenishing the bee population. He had one installed to the exterior of his home and excitedly tweeted 6 months later that it was being used. They are specifically designed for solitary bees like red mason bees and leafcutter bees, who are not aggressive and do not have a queen or honey to protect. But they're important. Their pollination helps create a lot of the food we eat. A bee brick retails for about $35 and blends pretty well into the rest of a bricked home. As long as they don't actually enter the house and won't sting me, I can maybe get behind the idea. For many, a trip to New York wouldn't be complete without seeing a Broadway play. But with so many options to choose from, picking the right ticket can get overwhelming. Joining us now to break down the best of Broadway is Tom Melcher, the founder and CEO of ShowScore.com. Tom, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Delighted to be here.
All right, let's start by you telling us a little bit about ShowScore. What does your website do?
So ShowScore is a free website for theater. We're sort of like Rotten Tomatoes meets Fandango, but for theater. So we list all of the shows, and for each show, we list all of the critics' reviews, all of the prices, and then reviews from 250,000 members of ShowScore. So we help you figure out what to see, whether you're going to like it, and then how to get a good price for the tickets.
Very nice. That sounds so helpful. So tell me, what's the show your users are really loving right now?
Well, you know, what's interesting about theater is that there's something for everyone. It really depends on your taste. That said, there is a show that we're seeing right now that's super popular among members. It's called Come From Away. It's a really interesting play because it's about what happened the day after September 11th when, you know, all the planes had to land in unexpected places. It just leaves you feeling really good at the end of the night, which is, of course, what you want.
So, Tom, I know many people think of theater as being super expensive, but you say that's not always the case.
That's right. So it turns out across all of the shows in New York City, Broadway, Off-Broadway, and Off-Off-Broadway, 30% of the tickets are $25 or less, list price. So that means that basically for the cost of a movie ticket and a popcorn, you can see some really great live theater in New York City.
Well, next time I'm in New York, I will definitely use ShowScore to find a great show to see. Thanks for joining us, Tom. We've heard our share of unconventional jobs like professional wine tasters or professional smilers. You may even have a job you consider unconventional. But listen to this one. A Kansas City woman makes about $40,000 a year as a professional hugger. For the last 18 months, 48-year-old Robin Marie has spent 45 hours per week spooning, hugging, cuddling, and snuggling. Each session lasts for about 1 to 4 hours and takes place in a calming space that she rents. Her clients come from a website called called Cuddlist. The program trains cuddling professionals, not specifically about different techniques or positions, but about boundaries and maintaining a safe and comfortable environment. Robin says she has clients from all walks of life, all ages, genders, and career paths. The sessions are strictly platonic. Each client is required to be fully clothed at all times. The hugs can be standing, lying down, seated, or many different positions. Robin says she doesn't think she'll ever get tired of it, specifically because of how rewarding it is. All right, well, that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. You might be making one of these expensive mistakes every time you visit the gas station. Plus, scientists might have a surprising new way to fight off the cold and flu. And we talked to a fashion expert about the denim trends you'll want to wear in 2019. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.